Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ngayon po ay pagpatuloy na po natin ang ating pakikipag-usap sa ating bisita na si Laura Love. Ang tanong po natin ngayon, bakit nakakabuti at mahalaga sa ating well-being na mga girls ang me time? So we have on the phone with us ang napakaganda at napaka-fresh na si Laura Love. Good morning, Laura. Laura, good morning.
Good morning and good morning.
Good morning. Oo, bagong kind of greeting na yon. Anyway, how are you, yeah. Laura? Medyo nagkaroon tayo ng issue today because I think Rowena is at work and I think hindi siya sumasagot. So kaya yung conference call kanina ay naputol. So nag-play na lang kami ng song. So how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for the invitation as well. Good to be back here.
Yeah, we missed you. We missed your beautiful voice, yung iyong napakagandang katawan at ang iyong napakagandang face. How are you? How have you been? What keeps you busy nowadays?
As you know, I'm still part of the essential, so ayun, that's keeping me busy. At the same time, though, unfortunately, yung singing gigs naman and all that sa banda are at the moment. Medyo, yun nga, either moves canceled, something like that. So, but that being said, trying to stay motivated and staying hopeful, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, go.
Yeah, now that the restrictions are eased na, ng kaunti, no, dito sa Victoria, meron bang mga nag-contact na sa'yo ng mga events organizer?
At the moment, in terms of our events, nothing is concrete, except last few weeks ago, we did get some emails na they're moving it. Ganun nga. Obviously, given that it's still, you're only allowed now to have 20 people, I don't think it's sufficient for any organization to organize any events, really.
Mm-hmm. So,
ayun.
Yeah, so work lang, walang kantahan. Pagkantahan sa bahay.
Kantahan, pero
yung
kagabi, kantahan.
Oo, nakita ko yung inyong karaoke session kagabi. Okay.
Oo.
Laura, tanong ng bayan, million-dollar question, bakit ba nakakabuti at mahalaga sa ating mga girls ang me time? Kasi diba as a woman, we wear so many hats that sometimes we get to the point that we become burned out. These things, itong mga bagay na ito, kapag pagod tayo, medyo nagiging lonely tayo, we feel unappreciated. Minsan ako, I feel this, feeling ko pangit ako kapag stress ako. Can you relate? Can you relate to this feeling?
Oo naman. I think we all do, you know, that's part of, I guess, being human being kind of thing, you know, we have, especially for females, na we have our own, you know, special kind of time of a day or time of week, we call it. Mm-hmm. And those are more even worse because, of course, you feel your hormones all over the place. What I do, when I was going through that as well, I'll just be in my pajamas. But I realized, like today, to be honest, even though I'm not going out and I'm going to have an interview with you or anything in the morning, whenever I can, I make sure that, even just listening to nice music in the morning, I always like, I also have a thing in the motto, which is apparently scientifically, though, a lot of the leaders in the world do that in the morning. So my first me time is in the morning whenever I can.
Mm.
I listen. I don't get onto social media straight away. They said you have to start your morning at a good, at a good base or a good moment.
Mm-mm.
So I try not to bombard my mind or my consciousness, because when you're awake, when you're waking up, you're still sending, I think subconsciously, your high frequency, they call it the vibration. So I listen to, for me, sometimes praise, most of the time praise and worship, I'm grateful and I'm still on this earth, and that just being grateful and trying to reflect is the first thing that I do in the morning. It's important, to see the good, despite that we're in isolation. There are, and it's unfortunate, but I mean, obviously, a lot of our, people in the world, we've lost, and it's heartbreaking. But also, there are silver linings in this isolation time, so where our people were forced really to spend time with their loved ones. So to me, that's even more It highlights being grateful to what I have, you know, the people that love me, my family. And then I listen to nice music or motivation. I watch, I always try and watch something that will motivate me or something that will inspire me for the day. That's another me thing. And then if it's like weekends, most of the time I try and sleep in when I can. Kasi nga,
yes, we deserve that.
Yeah, pag normal, normally sa gigs katapos, you know, pagod na pag, and so you don't get the chance to do, you know, to sleep in. So I love my sleep-ins. And also just beautifying yourself, sabi nila. So if you look good, you feel good. So
I love that.
Yeah, you have to put a little bit of, you know, just put a bit of makeup. Today, I was going to wear a dress, but I thought, given that it's one of my quiet mornings, I called it as well. So I just decided to stay in my bathroom, but I'm still beautified.
Yes, I agree. I super agree sa lahat ng sinabi mo, Laura. I do the same thing sa umaga, like, kapag ano, kapag early pa, or like pag wala akong work, I usually wake up siguro 6. Pero pag early, pag may work, 4 a.m. So, yung 30 minutes doon, like 4 to 4.30, yun yung parang reflection time ko din. So, I read the Bible, ganun, refreshing my soul, parang nagsiself-evaluate din ako. And then at 4.30, 30 minutes of exercise naman yun. Cardio exercise, anything that I can just do to keep my heart rate up, ginagawa ko para lang, alam mo yun, kasi diba, sa sobrang busy ng schedule natin, we don't have the time in the day na mag-workout, lalo na kapag, you know, you're working in the city, you have to travel and all that, pag uwi mo, magluluto ka pa, or, you know, you prepare dinner for your family or for your husband, so parang, wala ka ng time, so, yung morning na yun na yung me time ko, yun akin yun, it's my time,
yeah.
Kasi,
yeah.
I believe that I can't give if I don't give something to myself. I don't can't give love kung wala ding, hindi ko minamahal yung sarili ko, di ba?
Totoo yan. Look, for me, to be honest, I have to, you know, I think the last time we caught up, I am more active in the gym, but obviously being the gym is closed. So for me naman, it's not every morning, but whenever I can, I go to the park, you know, and walk.
Yes.
Yeah, go just, you know, have a, even just a brisk walk, you know, in getting that, like what I said, getting your heart rate up is a good thing. And getting fresh air, importante yun.
Importante yun. Kahit 15 minutes of walking, brisk walk, yeah, or just, you know, sitting in the park, it's already a big thing. Pero ito yun, some women would actually say na wala akong time for me time, pero yung totoo, medyo, yung iba, eto ako, ganito ako dati pero parang nakaget over na ako, nagigilty sila sa me time. Kasi parang may implied message na duty ko na i-minimize yung needs ko upang pangalagaan yung asawa or pamilya or partner ko.
Yeah.
So para sa mga medyo nagsastruggle, how do we get over that thought? Kasi diba parang ang iba feeling nila selfish naman yung me time, parang ganun, parang I think about myself only. But actually, we need that.
Definitely. You know what? Firstly, they have to, like what you said, and the same thing, I've always said this many times, if you have nothing, they're saying you got to put your mask on first, then you can look after the person next to you.
That's right.
It's exactly the same mindset. Now, you can only give what you have, pero kung yung, you know, your cup of, and I'm talking about my half full, half full or yung cup mo, basically.
Yes.
You don't look after yourself first. How can you look after everyone else?
That's right.
So it's important talaga, they have to change and remind themselves that it's not a selfish. And you know what? My girlfriend used to tell me, it is not selfish. You know, if you're looking at it as in you're looking after your family and everyone else, that's actually a positive. Probably selfish is a negative word, so you probably use that. But it is very, very important that you do make time for yourself. Because that's the only way that if you feel full, if you feel happy within, you have more to give.
That's right.
If you're agitated, you feel like you feel like you've got nothing else to give, you ended up jeopardizing kung ano man yung relationship where you're agitated.
That's right.
So important that they have to break that. Get rid of that mindset that it's selfish to have that.
And
they should turn it around.
Yeah, and in saying that, when we talk about me time, we're not only talking about pagpapaganda. It can be joining a yoga class, cooking a new recipe, doing karaoke with friends, or having a cup of tea with your best friend, diba? Or learning a new hobby. There's so many ways to do a me time.
Definitely. And you know what, for those who say have the look at it as a privilege, if they have or when they have the chance to be at home or don't have to go anywhere, you're right. I was going to suggest I'm sure there'll always be, each one of us have something that we've always wanted to do, but we just never find a time. We always say, oh, I'm just too busy, I've got too many things. This is a chance for them to do that. To run after whatever that they want to do, you know, something to do to improve themselves. They can even learn languages if they want to. You know, there's so many things to use that isolation time.
That's right. I super agree. And Laura, this is very very interesting topic. Pero pagpapatuloy natin itong ating topic, no, sa pagbabalik natin, mamaya naman bibigay mo sa amin yung mga self-care tips mo para sa ibang mga babae. At syempre yung inyong FB page na dapat sundan din ng ating mga tagapakinig. So pagbabalik po yan ng SBS Filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nagbabalik ang SBS Filipino at syempre kasama pa rin natin si Laura via phone. Laura, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Laura, thank you so much for your time once again. At sa pagpapatuloy ng ating topic na me time, speaking of me time, ano yung mga ginagawa mong me time? I-share mo naman sa amin.
Which we touched on earlier, kanina. Like what I said, time, you really have to allocate time to yourself, especially in the morning.
Mm.
That includes, you know, reflecting, you know, prayer. Obviously, for me, I make sure in terms of saying grateful and reflecting, that includes me praying and just thanking, you know, Heavenly Father, God, to giving me the, you know, another time here. You know, forgiving me, my loved ones, every, you know, small thing, everything that you could think of, now you're grateful, especially your family and your friends. I'm just looking at my list. Exercise.
Or yes.
Even as simple as walking in the park, getting air. Even better if you could do that with your loved one, because it's another, not only SME time, but it's also your bonding time with your loved one, you know. And then for back in the days when we were completely locked down or isolated over the weekends, what I do is I make time for my friends and the family, obviously family first, you know, in Zoom time.
Hmm.
For those who have family overseas, make time to, you know, this is your chance to really make an effort and give a little bit more time to chat with them, find out what's happening, find out, you know, anything that's going on in their lives, and that includes your friends. Check on them as well. Give them a call. For us Filipinos, we have karaoke. So,
yes.
You know, find your time for your dance and karaoke time. That's so important. And now that we have the chance here in Melbourne to catch up with a handful of our close friends, you know, like last night what I did with my friends, we decided to have a karaoke night last minute. And it's very enriching that way, you know, and it's fine. It was a good time to bond with your friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you get the chance, it's a matter of balancing really and prioritizing. When you get the chance, try and find to learn a skill or something you wanted to do. Even as improvising yourself with simple Microsoft Word, Excel, those things.
That's right.
Later on. And just even listening to music or reading, if you love reading, having that time where you don't need a company. That to me is a me time or a self-care, self-love.
Yes. So pag sinabi nating balik alindog, it doesn't only mean na, alam mo, pagpapasexy lang. But when you say balik alindog, ibalik mo yung glow, di ba? Yung glow mo sa pamamagitan ng pagkakaroon ng me time. Ako naman, pag me time, yun, exercise of course, prayer time. Meron ako mga konting pagpapaganda, like kailangan nakapagpa-nails ako, may masahe, eyelash extension, yung mga ganon. Mga konting joy nating mga babae. At saka sana makapakulay ng hair, yung mga ganon. Kasali din yun.
Oh. And then you know what? Because at the end of the day, when you feel, for us women, obviously, because we care so much, we give too much, you know, we look after we have a lot of responsibilities as women because we're, by nature, we are self-nurturers. Sorry, we're nurturers.
Mm-hmm.
So when you feel, you know, this is saying, when you feel like, you know, when you're happy within, you glow talaga. Like,
true.
You know, yeah, you don't even like, you know, it's not about just the makeup. It's just something from within.
That's
makes
right.
you feel like you want to give back that love that you're feeling because you've given so much for yourself. So then, therefore, it's an overflow of joy, overflow of love. Nah, you have no choice, but you just feel like you want to share that to mahal mo sa buhay.
That's right. Like what you said, when you feel good, you look good. It radiates to the outside, diba?
At,
and then, ano yung mga tips mo para sa lahat ng mga babae na medyo nagsastruggle pa sa me time nila?
Kailangan, you know what? Even schedule. Schedule a time. If you schedule for everything else, you schedule time for sa pamilya mo, sa partner mo, pencil it in. Put it during in your calendar. Alam mo nga, even sa work, I've learned this recently. It's also important na may tinatawag sila na thinking time. Kasi work is not about to, you know, go, and we thought it's all like that, you know. Whether your work is at home or your own business, you have also what they call thinking time, which is true. Kasi sometimes when you make a decision, you're trying to execute an action. Before you could do that, you have to think about it.
That's right.
You have to know whether, am I doing the right thing? What's my next move? Anong gagawin? Kahit sa grocery. Diba? Before you do a grocery, you have to sit down and then write down a list kung ano bibilin mo. That's thinking time.
Mm-mm.
That's the same as making time for yourself. You have to schedule it in. Importante yun. Kasi then, for those who are struggling, if they see na, if they find themselves that they're more into driven sa calendar, that may help them. Because when they see, I guess I have to put everything down na kailangan ko na to give myself time. Wala na silang excuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything. Like I said, even you can go to salon, get your nails done.
Yes.
Or you can do it yourself if you don't want to, you know. Anything you feel good, do that.
That's right. Laura, thank you so much for all the tips and for sharing your story today. And ang Dear Sis ay makikita nila sa Facebook. Do you have a certain Facebook page para mapanood kayo?
Yes. Which I will also, we'll always, what do you call it? Sorry, let me write it down. We're always, once a week kami at the moment, but in terms of yung page namin, it's basically Dear Sis, at Dear Sis, DearSes. It's between me and Rowena and Hanson, sharing our thoughts, sharing our, just, you know, we don't claim that we know everything.
It's
for us, just, chika time. That's our me time too. You know, that's our friend time and me time. And just talking and basically reaching out to our friends. Mainly it was for reaching out for our friends, but we found out that some people really enjoyed our session. So we're very grateful. Maraming salamat po for listening.
I love it too. I love Dear Sis kasi ang dami yung natututunan. Mga tips galing sa dalawang mental health ambassador. Once again, Laura, thank you so much for your time. At syempre, it's so sad na hindi natin nakasama si Rowena. Hopefully next time, makasama natin kayo muli. At syempre, hindi lang via phone but live na dito sa studio.
That would be nice. I think, I don't know if you saw, she just messaged Bindel. Pero maraming salamat na, yeah, hopefully we can join again with you guys.
Ayan. Well, there you have it. Maraming salamat, Laura Love, ang Mental Health Foundation Australia Ambassador.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.